So Shema opens up with Kel Melech Ne'eman, that we say, or some people say, when they were saying Kriyat Shema privately. What exactly is Kel Melech Ne'eman, this three-word phrase? Is this an introduction to Shema, or is it a conclusion of the bracha of Ava Rabba, the second bracha of Kriyat Shema? So the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Testament Beis, states that Amen is a short form for Kel Melech Ne'eman. So when we say Kel Melech Ne'eman, that God is the faithful king, it's almost as if you're saying Amen. That would seem to indicate that Kel Melech Ne'eman is actually a conclusion to the bracha of Ava Rabba, which might seem strange on the surface. Why am I saying Kel Melech Ne'eman as a conclusion to the bracha of Ava Rabba? So Sefer HaRokeach writes the following. He says, Masha fil yachin omer amen kel melech ne'eman. Why is individual reciting amen or kel melech ne'eman? Don't we, at the conclusion of Ava Rabba, don't we say in the Gemara in Brachos, ha'ona amen achar brachos areze magun, it's not appropriate to answer amen after your own brachos. So the Gemara says, well, it depends. We know that in the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim, when we bench, we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Bonei Brachah Yerushalayim, Amen. So why are we saying Amen after Bonei Yerushalayim? Because Lefishu Sof Birkas HaMazon, it's the end of Birkas HaMazon. Obviously, Birkas HaMazon continues after Bonei Brachah Yerushalayim, but that's the end of the part of benching that is obligated on a Torah level. So the Rokeach writes, so he argues that Yotzer Or and Ava Rabba are two brachos, and the Amen that we recite after Yotzer Or and Ava Rabba is, in a sense, a conclusion, demonstrates a conclusion to both of these brachos, to a series of brachos. So one way of understanding Kel Melech Ne'eman is that after we say the bracha praising Hashem for creating the world, and after we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for choosing us and giving us his blueprint of Torah mitzvot, we say Amen to highlight that we finish these series of brachos. That's one approach, that Kel Melech Ne'eman is a conclusion to Yotzer Or and Ava Rabba. That being said, perhaps we're probably more familiar with the classic explanation of Kel Melech Ne'eman as an introduction to Shema. The Sefer Kolbo, for example, writes that there in Kriyat Shema, there are 245 words. But if we get to 248 words, then 248 words correspond to the 248 limbs that we have. What's the significance of 248 limbs? So number one, it's L'kai Ma'ashenamar Kolot Sma'usai Tomarna Shemi Chavocha, to fulfill that which is said that in Tehillim, that all of my bones will praise God, that I'm not merely saying to God that God is great, I'm not merely praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu with my voice, but I've been using my whole body. And so perhaps Kriyat Shema is a statement that I want to use my entire body to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we want to get up to 248 words. So therefore, if you count from Shema to the end, to MS, you only have 245 words. So we add Kel Melech Ne'eman to get to 248 words. There's another connection between 248 words and 248 limbs, and that is not a commitment on our part, but rather, if a person is Shomer, the Ramach Tevel Shel Kriyat Shema, if we observe the 248 words of Kriyat Shema, Yishmar Kadosh Baruch Hu Ramach Evarim Sheba Adam, that Hashem will watch over our 248 limbs. So are the 248 words symbolize our commitment to Hashem, or do they symbolize the fact that if we praise Hashem with the 248 words, Hashem will reward us by watching our 248 limbs? Now, the Ramban is not a fan of reciting Kel Melech Ne'eman. He writes in his youth, where he grew up, people were saying Kel Melech Ne'eman, he thinks it's wrong, because he believes that the bracha of Ava Rabba is actually a birchos ha-mitzvah. It's a bracha on the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Kriyat Shema. Very often we have mitzvah, so we have brachos before the mitzvah. So we do not interrupt between the bracha and the mitzvah. So says the Ramban, how can you answer Amen, or how can you say Kel Melech Ne'eman between the bracha of Abba Rabba and the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. So the Ramban would disagree, and he would say, you cannot recite Kel Melech Ne'eman. How do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch writes, the Rabbi Yosef Kara writes like the Ramban. He says, by Kriyat Shema, we want to get to 248 words. So how do we get to 248 words? When there's a minyan, the Shliach Tzibur concludes with Hashem Elokeichem Emes. He repeats those words. Hashem Elokeichem Emes. There you have the extra three words. You get to the number of 248. And the Rama will agree with that if we're Betzibur with a minyan. However, B'yachid, if you say Kriyat Shema in private, so there we have a difference of opinion between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama. According to the Shulchan Aruch, we're concerned with the opinion of the Ramban. So therefore, he says you get the other three words that you should have in mind in the bracha. And after Kriyat Shema, you have V'yatzi, V'nacham, V'kayam, V'yasho. You have 15 Vavs. V'yatzi, V'nacham, V'kayam. So 15 times Vav, which is 6, is 90. And 90 is like the three Shem Hashems, three names of Hashem. Because the Shem Hashem has four letters. And the Gematria, Yudke Vavke, is 26, so that's 30. In any case, so we have in mind, to the extra three words, we get to 248. The Rama says, no, that ideally, if there's a minyan, okay, have the Shliach Tzibur repeat Hashem Elokeichem Emes. But in private, don't recite Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Rather, say Kel Melech Ne'eman, because you really can recite Kel Melech Ne'eman after the bracha of HaBocher B'Mo Yisrael Be'ahavah.